Welcome back to another episode of Camp Time is Real Time. I'm your host, Sarah Labreck, and this week, it's early 90s legend Kelly Flynn, one of the three Kellys at the time to work at camp. Kelly was the big name. Then it was Katie years later, and I don't know what it is now. Yeah, I talked to Kelly about just all of her time at camp, and she was there for some big formative years. She was there when Kelly Giddings first arrived, Kelly Park at the time. She did John Panciacco's bidding for a lot of things. She was a social director, and we talked about how they kind of branched off and what they were doing with the social direction back in the day. Yeah, we got into a lot of really fun stuff, but what was cool is that, you know, once again, we talked to the counselors who haven't been there for a long time, and the same kind of sentiments ring true about how FCDC is just a magical place where, you know, people are free to be themselves, and boy, is that a good thing. So this one is really fun. You're going to enjoy it. And if you are enjoying camp content, please come on and talk to me about it. We need you. We're getting close. It's almost spring. No, it is spring. And camp will be here in no time. So that is my plea for you. But enjoy this one. It was really great catching up with Kelly. And we will see you next time. Bye. When was the last time you were there?
It's probably been a while. Like, Dave Keller, her and I used to try and go like once a summer. We would like make a big day. We'd take a day off together. We're like, I'm like, madman, we're going.
Yes.
We did that religiously for like 10 years, and then, you know, life gets in the way and I haven't been back.
Yeah. Did you know about that reunion that was going on this past summer?
Did, and I was away that week, so I was kind of bummed about that. Yeah.
Okay.
I am lucky. Like, Bill just keeps connected with everybody, and it's like, yeah.
Nice. Oh, that's good. Yeah. All right. Good. I would have felt bad if you hadn't known about it and you would have been able to make it.
I started as a camper. Probably like Mohegan.
Oh.
Later, because we moved from Boston out that way when I was like in sixth or seventh grade. So I was only a camper like 2 years.
Oh, okay.
So I'm the same age as Eric Giddings and Jesse. We were all always in the same, Jesse Cowell, same tribe.
Oh,
so I'm okay. Of that generation. And then we all became CITs, a little bit older than Bill.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I met Kelly, and I was an assistant. I was John's assistant in archery that summer that she started in the pool.
And she was wondering, how is it that you and Kelly ended up doing all of John's work?
John, bless him, was smart enough to convince us to do it. But it was at the time, so I was probably like, the first year as assistant counselor, Kelly worked at the pool, and everybody at the pool staff kind of was assigned a tribe. So she was assigned to John. So she would have like come down for lunch, and we would do all the sing stuff together.
Right.
And yeah, I have no idea how he convinced us, but we did everything from, she and I would do all the shopping for all like the overnights and the cookouts and the planning. And it was very convincing. But we did, yeah. But we also had fun because we,
How
we made a night of whenever we went grocery shopping for the cookouts.
Yeah, you didn't know Kelly prior to starting camp,
no,
right?
That's and how I met her.
Were you guys social directors too?
Yeah.
What did that entail back in the day? Because I think it's changed dramatically.
Yeah, social director was strictly like the counselor outings at night, the big end of the year party. But then sometimes we would help like Tom on some of the theme stuff, and we'd help him kind of coordinate all the little activities between junior staff and senior staff and all those little, it was absolutely nothing official other than Kelly and I had a lot of fun doing all that stuff.
Well, you're a director. I mean, that's exciting.
I mean, yeah, social director. No extra pay, but nope. You know, we had a lot of fun. Planned a lot of parties. I got really good at party planning.
There you go. That's a life skill. So when you were with John, you were in archery, I'm assuming.
Archery, yeah.
Yeah. And then what else? You were in games also, right?
So then the first year, Jesse and I were old enough to just be, you know, senior counselors.
Yeah.
He and I split games. I don't know why Tom didn't trust either one of us to have a trap on our own. Or there may have just been like too many of us and he just put us together and we did games together. But that was our first year. And then, oh, for many years, I got stuck. Tom will not like me saying stuck, but as the nature counselor.
Really?
Yeah.
You were in Woodlore? I did
I
not
was in
remember
Woodlore.
This.
I was in that. I was in that. And Bill was my assistant that one summer. We were stuck in Woodlore. We were like, what did we do to get Tom so mad at us? But he had nobody to do that. And he was just like, just begged. And he's like, I'm like, give me somebody fun. So it was me and Bill. And we would do like, I mean, we had no clue what we were doing. We'd know nothing about nature or anything. I think we made like those debris huts like every day, but then he started theming them to music. So like one day it was debris huts to the dead, and you know, and these kids are like, what is this music? And we're like, we're enjoying it, so just go with it.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Like besides games, nothing I was ever in charge of do I have any, you know,
that's amazing,
competent skill set to truly teach children.
Yeah, but now if you're left out in the woods, you can definitely
I'm totally
survive.
Fine. I can start a fire. I can cook hot dogs. I mean, I really feel.
Yep. Get the music playing and climb into your debris hut.
That I
You'll
can
be fine.
Completely survive out there.
How were you there for more than a year?
In nature?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a couple of summers.
Wow. Oh, that's so funny. I picture you like only at games.
Yeah. No, I think there was like two summers he couldn't find anybody. So I got kind of like.
I appreciate you saying that because like nowadays people are like, Woodlore is great. And I was like,
I don't even remember half the things I had the kids do. I just remembered the hut in the woods. And we, you know, Bill and I like treated it like it was a tiki hut in the, you know, and we just put our drinks up on the bar and made it all up as we went.
Yep. Yeah, I mean, we talk a lot about how, like, way back in the day, like when you guys were counselors and early days of when I was a counselor, the camp was very much when you were working there, so fun. And if the kids had fun too, that was great. It was a nice bonus, but wasn't the priority. I mean, can confirm it's definitely changed. Like it's, you know, perhaps how it was always supposed to be, but. But way back there, like you couldn't, you know, you put you in Woodlore and you're like, well, I don't know what to do. Like, this is something that is fun for me. We'll do it. And that worked. And I maintain that, like, even though I can't remember you being in Woodlore, like, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what you're doing in the activity. It's like, can I hang out with these counselors? And that's kind of it. It
worked. We made it work. We figured stuff out.
Yeah. But no, 100%. You see Woodlore on the schedule and you're like, whoa.
We took a lot of nature hikes.
Yeah.
Out to the power lines. That was our big, yeah.
Yep. So Kelly told me, because I asked Kelly, I was like, what, you know, what you ask her? And she said that you were the one who, there was like, Tom was going to put her Kelly with John Panciacco and put you maybe with Eric or something like that or somewhere else. And there was someone had written a letter, you know, from like the government or something that came in.
Yes, now I remember.
Yeah. And yes. it was the gist of it was, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. Like, let's keep these two together.
John kind of actually had a little bit of a hand in it because he knew he wanted to keep me because I'd keep doing his work. So we actually wrote that letter together. So most of that was probably from his doing, but I signed it.
Oh, that's okay. Well, your signature's on it. That's great.
I wrote a couple weird letters, like, wasn't a letter, but were you ever there when we would put like notes in balloons or we'd send things off?
Yeah.
So, you know, we did that once and this guy shows up at sync he had found a balloon and he brought the note back, and it was the note I wrote, and it was something like, please help, I'm an underpaid and underappreciated camp counselor. That's what, like, he's never gonna, and Tom's like reading this out loud, like, he didn't pre-read it, he just read it like in real time, because he was so excited that one got finally like returned. And I was like,
right.
And I was stupid enough to sign my name to it. And I was
right.
like, sorry, didn't think it would ever go anywhere.
Oh my God, that's hilarious. Oh, I should ask Tom about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, because
remember
those things...
that letter. He was, yeah, not happy, but
no. It
was
pretty funny. Did he give you a look? Like...
He gave me, you know, the typical Tom look where you,
yeah. Yeah, the old cowl scowl. Yeah.
The cowl scowl, yeah.
Yeah, we'd send up like 500 balloons and like one or two would come triple.
Come back. Yeah.
Like, we've got one from Medway.
But yeah, a lot of that stuff, not only did I do John's work, but sometimes I did his bidding. He would always like get me all riled up and I'd be like, you should say this and you should do this. I would do it because he knew like Tom would like get mad at me for like a hot second, but I would get away with it. So yeah.
Yep.
Oh. We were in cahoots on a lot of things.
Were you part of any of the surges?
Oh yes. That's that started with John and I was his assistant.
Okay. Who'd you get?
Everybody.
Yeah.
Everybody. But like, yeah, I think we started it that summer with me, him. Oh, it was me, him, and Kelly started it. And mm-hmm. I don't remember who he was kind of at. John was like, you know, could do no wrong, well, in anybody's eyes, but like, yeah, he would target somebody every summer and it would just like try and make it more ridiculous every year, like what he would do. And Kelly and I would go to the store and buy all the stuff for him to use. Get him all dressed in his outfit. I can't remember the guy's name. He and Tom were counselors together. He played guitar.
Is it not Zeph, right?
Yes, Zeph.
Zeph?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
So he and Zeph every once in a while would bring things back and be like, remember when we used to do this? And they'd find like, you know, somebody else to carry on the torch. But Zeph had a lot of like backstory and old history of things that he and Tom used to do back in the day and get us all. But every once in a while, like even after Zeph left, he would come back and he'd be like, you guys gotta start doing this again. He would kick the hive and be like, and then we would just pick it up and make it more ridiculous and try and like one up how it used to be.
he used to DJ the end of the year party.
End of the year party.
Right? Yeah. You were there at the peak of overnights, right?
Oh yeah. They were the best.
what do you remember about overnights, and what are some of the things that made them the best?
What I remember is not sleeping, staying up completely all night. And I have two memories. One, and this was probably like a little bit of hazing, but we used to make the torches like to go out. And the big thing is we would put giant like maxi pads at the end of sticks, and we would always find some poor young guy to have to do them, like to try like get all grossed out and like wrap them in socks and make these torches. And then I my fondest overnight memory is, and I may be moshing these two memories, but Gail was convinced somebody was like on the property, and like she had seen footprints, and it was like a size 13, because her husband Ed had big shoes, and she went, it's like definitely wasn't Ed because it was bigger than this. And we were all like, you know, was it Bigfoot? Has there been an intruder? Like, there was like in the dewy mist on the ground. And I just remember this whole conversation about the footprint and how Gail like went out there to measure with one of Ed's shoes and like document how big this person was traipsing through. And I'm like, yeah, we would stay up all night, do our best to get the kids asleep so we could stay up and just have fun as counselors, and just barely make it till about 3 o'clock. How we all drove home that next day, but I just would like, by 5 o'clock the following evening, I was, you know, dead to the world for 24 hours.
Yeah. And
I
you
loved
probably,
overnight.
yeah, you probably had campers in the car too, I would imagine.
Oh, yeah. That's how we made the extra cash driving home.
Think about it now. It's like, I can't believe we're not doing these programs anymore. It's
Yeah.
fine.
Looking back on it, people just send their kids like for other kids to watch overnight in the woods.
Yeah, we were talking about like there's the overnights, but the like the driving the kids, especially if you're a say brand new counselor, like just got hired this year, and you like, hi, I'm here to take your child. That's it. And the kid's like, who are you? And the parents are like, see you later. It's just
They're
like,
gonna drive you home too. I mean, it's
yeah,
yeah.
it'll probably be okay. Did you have to leave camp to pick up the kids the next day? Do you remember if you were driving them?
Yeah.
Oof, that's a
Yeah.
bummer. Yeah.
Yeah.
They'll load up on the sugar cereal to
Yeah.
get out and then come back.
If you had a kid that age that wasn't staying overnight, yeah, you'd have
Yeah.
to figure
Oh,
out like,
that's
yeah.
right. Yeah. What age tribe did you have? Were you older kids or?
I think it was Middle Algonquin is what I
Oh.
remember. So they would have been like,
Oh, little
yeah,
kids.
little kids.
Yeah. Yikes. How'd you like that?
I liked it. Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought they were, yeah.
Yeah. That's
They were
good.
at a fun age, like kind of that. I think they were like just out of junior camp, a couple of years. So they were very little whining. They were still into it. You could kind of convince them to do anything.
Yeah. Had a I had
When
an out
I had when I was an older counselor, yeah, I had Algonquins, but I feel like with John, maybe we had a little bit older. I can't remember.
Eric was telling me when you guys were explorers, it was basically like you had free periods and you they would just kind of let you go. Like one time we took the canoe down the
Oh yeah.
river.
Oh yeah. Like when there was no supervision, it was like we're not quite old enough to be CITs yet, but we were too old to do the regular camp stuff. And like, yeah, and Eric had been there for a while, and we had Jesse, and Jesse knew the whole thing. But yeah, we would like almost show up and be gone for the whole day and not have any like planned activities and just kind of make up, do whatever we wanted. You know, kind of just show up in adventure and start doing the ropes course because we were bored. But yeah, we took a long trip down the river. It used to go a lot further, mostly because you'd have to get up, pull the canoes over the rocks, but we would just do it and just kind of go for a little while. But
Were you part of that crew that did the camping trips down to
oh,
that island?
yeah.
You were.
Yeah.
Okay.
That was part of my social director activities.
Oh,
We
excuse me.
branched out. We started doing a lot more than, yeah. We would go away on the weekends. We'd like canoe down like the Charles River and then just pull over and like meet them and pitch tents and have cookouts
My God. 'Cause those were in direct response to the overnights going away,
overnight.
right?
Yeah, we miss them. And
Yeah.
they were much more fun when you didn't have to be responsible for children.
That's
On
true.
your own.
Yeah.
Yeah, we found some interesting places to go. Like one time, it was behind Great Woods, whatever they call it now in Norton,
Yep.
but like there's like this giant pond and there's a couple of like small little islands, and we would just park there, canoe out if there was like a concert going, hope to listen to some good music while we beached on an island.
Yeah, major debris huts
Yeah,
did it like practical use. Yeah.
cooked our baked bean bonanza. You know, I mean, you know, the
Yes.
culinary delight of the day, and it was
Yes.
a blast.
Hey, who's responsible for the baked bean bonanza? Is it Eric? I feel like he started that.
Good question. I think Eric, we definitely made it a lot, but I feel like he kind of came up with it during one of the overnights. We had nothing. He's like,
Were you around? Bill was telling me one story when he was, I think, a CIT at the overnights, and he just like threw a can of like off
oh
into
yeah,
were
into
you
oh
at that campfire or did you
yeah.
hear it from
No,
across
I heard it, but yeah. Bill has
the
got like Tom certainly had a soft spot for those two because there was a couple of times where they probably should have just been banned.
So when you were there, it was the big the three Kellys, you, Kelly Park and Kelly Cassidy.
Kelly Y, Kelly EY, and Kelly IE. So it was
That's
either Y, EY, or IE, and that's how we responded.
right. Yeah, and that was like the big thing. I can't remember. Did Tom ever do like a Kelly competition or anything to find like the ultimate Kelly?
No, I think he was smart enough not to like really get us all riled up for that. I will say I was definitely the quietest of the Kellys. I think I was more like I was
Pretty
more
high
the
bar.
puppeteer in the background, like
Yeah.
organizing things. And there was one summer there was a male Kelly too while we were all there.
Oh,
I think
yeah.
he was an adventurer or something. I don't remember his last name. I had the best time at camp, and I just, I think it was like the first time. I was relatively quiet, especially when I first showed up as a camper, and I think it's the place I built my confidence because we were all so left of center in some way, shape, or form.
Yeah.
And it was just like you were totally, everybody was, it was the first place I think everybody was their true, authentic self. And it was totally okay, and it was completely acceptable. And I like we probably overly encourage people to lean in. Like, I mean, there's some campers that I remember that I was just like, we're so crazy, but it's just like you kind of fed the flame because it
Yeah.
was so entertaining as human beings. And it was just like, and then you'd go back to kind of school in the
Right.
fall, and you'd be like, have to kind of tamp yourself down a little bit and be normal and try and fit in. Whereas camp, it was just like, you just be you. And we were all just kind of winging it and figuring it out. And I just loved it. And I mean, none of us, especially as counselors, had much experience at all to be like truly teaching anything impactful. But
No.
I like to think we all did in some way, kind of just give everybody a space to be themselves and have fun. And I mean, how much fun did you have making GIMP? I mean, like the queen of GIMP, and it's not a life skill, but I just fondly remember doing
Yeah, definitely.
and to
That's
breathe.
it. That's right.
My brand.
Yeah. Debris Huts and GIMP. That's you might be onto something.
Crazy. And for someone who was quiet, like to be able to get up in front of all those people and do ridiculous skits because your friends were doing them alongside and nobody cared. You just kind of just had fun and went with it. And
Right.
we did a lot of ridiculous skits.
They were all ridiculous.
Yeah. And I'm sure
Yeah.
there's crazy videos that it's fun to look at pictures, but I haven't seen any Sure, Bill has a treasure trove and Scott too of videos someplace. Yeah, I think like, I mean, obviously Sam and Jesse, right? Because Tom had been there, but I think like a lot of the people that I and a couple of the counselors, like when I was campers, their kids are all there now, and I think it was like that generation where people were just like Mary, I know her kids were going there, and Heather Candela, I think
Yep. Yeah, I
her.
talked to one of her kids. Yeah. Crazy.
So I think it was just like right after us, people really started to go like every summer because I just remember like the big thing was is like if you didn't like sign your kid up for camp like the minute third session ended, like you were out. You were just like out of luck. Like Gail just that thing was sold out and it was summer after summer and you knew which kids were there for the whole summer, and or this person was just there for 2 weeks,
Yeah.
and it was the same people year after year. I mean, and it was fun. It was kind of watching you guys all grow up,
Yeah. Or not.
or not.
Or just
I mean,
get bigger. Yeah.
just yeah, grow in size, maybe not
Yeah.
maturity. Well, I was just laughing. Bill reached out and he's like, "You got to do this." And I'm like, there's just certain people in my life. They're like, I'm like, yes. I don't even ask questions. And I'm like, in, done.
Perfect.
Kelly, like, hey, can you get up? Yes. Luckily, I still know how to drive to your house. I'll be
Yeah.
right Yeah.